السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما.
آمين. Inshallah, today we will start Surah Taha, Ayah 1 to 41. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Ayah 1 and 2. We start with حروف مقطع. Ta, heavy letter. And then ha, ta ha. We will hold the mad munfasil, 3 to 5 harakat. Ma, then anzalna. The noon is ikhfa. Try to keep the tongue close to the makhraj of letter zai. So anzalna alayka al-Qur'an. So ra with the sukoon is heavy. Al-Qur'an. Try not to bounce the tip of the tongue when you do the ra sukoon. Litashqa. Qaf is heavy. Hold it 2 harakat. So inshallah you recite after me. And please use a loud voice so that you can hear yourself.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه. ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى.
آية 3. إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. ذَال has a thukun in the word تَذْ. So it's going to be soft, and also hold the sound a little bit so that it doesn't bounce. It prevents you from making the qalqala. تَذْكِرَة. Ra is heavy. And then تَ is connected to lam. This is idgham without غُنَّة. تذكرة لمن إدغام بدغنة يخ. يا is soft. خ is heavy. يخ شا. شا is soft.
إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى.
آية 4. We begin with tanzila. So noon is ikhfa. Keep the tongue close to the makhraj of the next letter, zai. And mimman, here we do al-idhar because the noon is being followed by heavy letter ha. Khalaqa. When we have 3-letter verbs coming, then the better way to pronounce is to emphasize the beginning of the sound. Khalaqa. Instead of saying khalaqa, we should try to say khalaqa. Khalaqal. Okay, the other thing is when we have sukoon, especially when we have the sukoon on the letter lam, hold the sound a fraction of a second, because if you are too quick, then it will bounce and you will get qalqala on the letter lam. So listen to this carefully. If I say khalaqal, qal, qal, so that means it's getting a bounce. We don't want to do that. So hold the tip of the tongue at the makhraj of lam خلق الأرض. And same thing for the letter R, L-R. So we give it enough time so that it's not vibrating. والسماوات العلى. So again, we have the lam sukun. So try to stop there a little bit. Make sure that your tongue is firmly placed. And then move on to the ayn sound.
تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى.
I have 5 and 6. الرحمن. The ra will be heavy and ha we will give a little time because it is a letter of hams and the sound should be clear. على العرش استوى. And so is the letter seen with the sukoon, another letter of hams. In ayah 6, when we recite, we will also pay attention to the lam sukoon and the ha sukoon.
الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى.
Ayah 7 and 8. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ. Noon is ikhfa. Keep the tongue close to makhraj of ta and keep, make the ikhfa soft. The ra will be heavy. هَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ. Stop a little on the letter lam sukun. Same with يَعْلَمُ. Ayn has a sukun. Anytime you see the sukun, you need to give it just a little time before it can bounce. And in the end, وَأَخْفَى. خَ is another letter of hams, so we hold the sound.
وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى.
Ayah 9 and 10. In ayah 9, wahal. So remember to stop at the lam sukun. And in ayah 10, is. Same thing. The word naran faqala. The ra will have ikhfa. And keep your tongue close to fa near the lips so that it's soft. There's a couple of mad, 3 to 5 harakat long. Biqabasin is izhar. Aw. When you have the waw with the sukoon, make sure you have a very sharp protruding lips with a small hole in it. Aw. And we end with hudan will be huda. Stretch it to harakat.
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُمْ مِنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى.
Ayah 11 and 12. In Ayah 11, we are going to hold the Meem Mushaddada for two harakat. In Falamma and Ataha. So, Ta will be two harakat, stretch it, and Ha also. These are all Mad Tabi. Nudiya. Ya Musa. So, we end with two harakat. In Ayah 12, just make sure that when you pronounce the word ana, we don't say it ana. The alif is not to be pronounced when we are continuing.
فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى. إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَاخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوًى.
Ayah 13 and 14. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ. So here we have qa sukun with the hems and tar ra sukun. You are going to make it heavy. Fastami' sin sukun is hems. Lima yuha to harakat. And in 14, when we say the word ana Allahu, the lam when we connect is going to be heavy. Anal. So at that time, you spread the tip of the tongue right behind your front teeth in the gum area where the bumps are. Anallahu. The word fa'budani. Dal is qalqala. Stretch the noon to harakat. And in the word lidhikri, kaf has hems. So what you do is you make sure that your back part of the tongue is connecting to the upper palate in the back, and connect it firmly before you release it to get the hum sound. Livikri.
Wa ana ikhtartuka fastami' lima yuha. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي.
Ayah 15 and 16. The word atiyatun ends with idhar.
Litujza.
Jim is qalqala and stretch za to harakat. The word nafsim bima. So here we have iqlab on meem and bima tas'a. Sin sukun, do hems, continue the sound. Ayah 16, we just want to remind you to keep the soft letters soft, like fala, not fala.
Fala yasuddannaka.
Hold the dal, make it strong.
Yasuddannaka.
And noon mushaddada, two harakat.
عنها ملا.
So here we have idgham without غنة.
يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
So ra will be heavy. فتردى. Two harakat. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى. Next, we're going to do ayah 17 and 18. In ayah 18, the word asaya, keep the sad heavy, ya short, and atawakka'u. The hamza should be clear, and if you were going to stop for any reason, then you have to say atawakka. The word waliya fiha, waliya. Now don't stretch the ya, not waliya. Waliya fiha ma'aribu. Same thing, Hamza is coming in the middle of the word. Ukhra. So give the hams on letter kha.
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى.
Ayah 19 and 20. قَالَ أَلْقِهَا. So remember to stop for the lam sukun and give the qaf clear sound. أَلْقِهَا. In ayah 20.
حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى.
So here we have إِغْفَى and make it soft.
قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى.
Ayah 21, the word khudha. So keep the vowel soft and hold it also a little bit. And in ayah 22, wadmum. So the dod will be heavy and stop on meem a little bit. Mum. The meem dhamma will be rounded, mu. And then when you end with the meem sukoon, just flatten your lips. Well, mum yadak. The words min ghairi, this would be izhar, and su'in is another izhar, ayatan another izhar, ukhra. Keep the hams on letter kha.
Qala khudha wa la takhaf. سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى.
وَاضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ. تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء.
آيَةً أُخْرَى.
Ayah 23 and 24. In Ayah 23, لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ إِظْهَرْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبَرَى. So for the lam sukun, stop a little bit. And كُبَرَى, the ba will be قَلْقَلَى. Now because kaf is a dhamma and then the ba sukun, the ba is a soft letter, it will be كُبَى. Not كُبَى or كُبِى, but كُبَى. Kubera, we have to keep the bass soft. Ayah 24, we have to put a kasra on alif, idhhab. Again, the bass sukun will be qalqala and soft. Ila fir'aun, innahu. Sila surah, stretch it to harakat. Tagha, keep both ta and ghain heavy and stretch the ghain. لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Next, we are going to do a few ayahs together. 25, 26, 27, and 28. So in 25, we have قال رب اشرح لي. So here we do hams on sheen and on ha sukun. صدري. Sad is heavy, dal is soft. So for sa, open your mouth wide. For dal, flatten the lips. صدري. And do qalqala as well. Sadiri, soft ra. Next ayah, wa yassir, sir. So seen will be soft, kasra. Wa yassir li amri. Wahlul, ha, do the hams. And lam sukun, stop there just a second. Wahlul, uqdatam. Qaf is heavy. Uqdatam min lisani. Two harakat. Noon. Ya. And lastly, yafqahu. Fa. We also do the hams here because the sound has to continue. Yafqahu qawli. So let's recite these four ayahs together.
قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي.
Next, we'll take the four ayahs, 29, 30, 31, and 32. In 29, waziram min. So, mim mushaddada would be idgham with ghunna, and min is idhar. In 31, we start with a dhamma on alif, ushdud bihi, and stretch it 3 to 5. اشدد به ازري. And in 32,
وأشركه.
So كاف سكون, do the hems, stretch في 3 to 5 حركات, أمري, and keep the raw كسرة soft.
واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي هارون أخي أشدد به أزري وأشركه في أمري.
In the next four ayahs, 33 to 36, in ayah 35, we have kunta. This is going to be ikhfa. Make the noon very soft, tongue close to makhraj of ta. And in 36, qad. Qaf is heavy, dal is soft. So open your mouth for qa and then keep your lips straight for dal, qad. So inshallah, let's recite these four ayahs.
كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا. قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى.
Next, we'll take two ayahs, 37 and 38. The word mananna, hold the noon, and marratan, ra heavy, and izhar in the end, ukhra. And in 38, just remember to hold on to the sound of dhal sukun, idh awhayna. Okay, so inshallah, let's recite these two ayahs.
ولقد مننا عليك مرة أخرى إذ أوحينا إلى أمك ما يوحى.
Ayah 39. Since it's a little longer ayah, we'll just do one ayah this time. It starts with aniqdhi fihi. Now we know that qaf is a heavy letter. However, before the qaf sukun, there's a kasra. So this time we are not going to make the qaf very heavy. Aniqdhi fihi. The next word in this ayah is ya'khudhu. So for hamza sukun and little hiccup. But the main thing here is khadama is khu. But the dhal is a soft letter. So don't make the dhal heavy. It should be khudh. My mouth here is rounded for the dhamma and then the lips are being flattened for letter dhal. Khudh. Khudhu. So inshallah, let's recite the ayah. أن اقذفيه في التابوت فاقذفيه في اليم فيلقه اليم بالساحل فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني Next, we are going to do Ayah 40 and 41. In ayah 40, because it's a longer ayah, we're going to break it up into smaller sections. And just a few words to remember. For example, may yakfulu. So here is idgham with gunna, kaf sukun du hams. The next word is nafsan fanajjaynaka. So here the ikhfa on seen, we are going to make sure that the tongue is close to makhraj of fa. And the last word in ayah 40 is qadari ya Musa. So qaf heavy, dal soft, qada. Qadari idgham with gunna. Ya Musa. Ayah 41. Waw is soft, sad is heavy. So make sure that the heaviness comes out. Was. وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي فَاسُكُون This is also one of the letters of Hams. So we are just going to give it a little time so that the air is flowing. لِنَفْسِي So inshallah, let's recite these two ayahs.
إِذْ تَمْشِي فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله
فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن
وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا فلبثت سنين في أهل مدين ثم جئت على قدري يا موسى واصطنعتك لنفسي
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.